The desire to reduce those big tariffs from the last administration and get that massive Chinese market back for tree nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Richard Matoyan is the executive director of American Pistachio Growers based in Fresno.
It's probably going to take longer than hoped for negotiation to get new and lower tariffs in place. But we certainly hope the administration is going to make that a priority. For a lot of products, China is a huge market for us. It had been our number one export market, and now dropped down in the number two position primarily because of the tariff.
Matoyan said that the European Union is now the number one market. And reducing tariffs, well, the pistachio industry and other nut crops can get a big hand from those Midwestern corn and soybean growers and the beef producers, which carry a lot of weight.
I think with the fact that there are a number of commodities from the big program crops all the way down to specialty crops that are facing and still have in place the increased tariffs in China, that there is the pressure and the motivation to get this corrected and to get it resolved just to resume normal trade with that large and ever-growing export country.
Gopher populations can explode and invade orchards in a very short period of time. When controlling gophers, it seems like we win battles but never the war. Gophers are actually burrowing and feeding in April. If you know the gophers are active, there's many options to control them. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.